the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and good morning to all, and welcome to another beautiful summer morning. Isn't this great? Wow. You just step outside, it feels so good. The temperature and humidity and everything else, just as fine. Wow. Be nice if this could last a long, long time, but we would soon get used to it, I guess, or not appreciate it. But, oh, it's great right now. So, how are you all doing today? Hope all of you are well. Maybe you've had your breakfast already. I'm sure you have. Every morning when I come in, I go past Burger King, and I see there's a lot of men that go for breakfast there, apparently, every morning. And they have their antique cars they bring there. And it's really interesting. And going past it's the Panda Express, the new fast food Chinese takeout. That is going fast. Now they've cleared off the rubble, and they've got all the utilities brought up, and it looks like they're ready to lay the floor if they haven't already. And they're going to, boy, they know that they need to get that together quickly. I don't think they'll get it together in time for the popcorn festival. But it's interesting. Panda Express. Now, there are several of those around the Columbus area, and I understand that they've met with good results. So anyhow, that's something new coming for Marion. Something brand new. So what else is brand new? Well, it's Thursday morning. And, oh yes, today I will give a, now here's what I've got to give away today. And what are we going to do when Zumbezi Bay closes or the zoo closes? We'll have to come up with something else quickly. I still have, let me see, a guy that won Arby's. So I still have Zumbezi Bay and the wilds and the zoo. Okay. I got, you know, I take it a lot of you have gone to the wilds over in eastern Ohio. That's quite a place. And that was brought about, too. That was orchestrated with Marion Power Shovels at one time. They dug down and got the layer of coal out. And then I think they helped cover it back up because they were ordered to do that. And made this into the wilds. Beautiful area. Wow. So, and what is today? Well, today marks several different things. It's the start of the Bratwurst Festival. Today is the beginning. And if you want to see the area of the square, you can go into your Facebook or your smartphone and Google Bucyrus webcam. Bucyrus webcam. And up will come a camera on top of the Weaver Hotel focused on the square. And you can see the rides that have been constructed. They're on the square. And they were working even in the wee hours this morning getting everything together. And you can see people galore by the, you know, dozens. Of course, it's not open yet. The festival opens at 11 o'clock officially. And so you can see a lot of it on that webcam. It's, you know, kind of interesting. All live, of course. And you see, maybe you can see your friends when they visit the Bratwurst Festival. So that's one thing now. That's Bucyrus webcam. Type that in on a Google and you'll get it. Then you'll have to tap your finger on a little arrow and then spread the picture apart. And you can fill your whole smartphone with a picture of the square. And the mural, too, on the square. It shows that. And it shows a fountain in front of the mural and spraying up in the air. Okay. Now, let me see. Oh, and today, I will give you your choice of Zumbezi Bay, the wilds, or the zoo. If you can answer the question, if you're a Catholic, you would know offhand. Quickly, what is the feast day today in the Catholic Church? What is the feast day called in the Catholic Church today, August 15th? Okay. 7403839944. And if you can answer that, good luck. I'll give you a ticket, or you just want to talk about it. Okay, what feast day is today in the Catholic Church? August 15th. Also, today is a full moon day. Now, can you imagine what it's going to be like at the Bratwurst Festival tonight under a full moon? Oh, that's going to be... People are going to ooh and ah at that. Believe me. That full moon would be right overhead. Oh, my goodness. People will be looking up. Now, there's something else, too. And you'll find it only in the downtown areas, like, Marion downtown, Bucyrus downtown. A bird that flies around that has kind of a raspy sound to it. It's a diving bird. If you can name that bird, I'll give you a prize for that, too. Okay, right now, name the Catholic feast today. Name the full moon. Yes, the full moon has a title. And the bird that flies overhead sky high. Now, this particular bird dives at over 100 miles an hour. And I was standing once in the parking lot where I used to work at the original WDIF. I was standing in the parking lot there talking to somebody, and one of these birds came down and barely missed my head. And as it barely missed and pulled out of a dive, it was going so fast that I could hear and feel the vibration of its wings. In other words, they go so fast when they pull out of a dive that their wings do this vibration thing. Oh, it's so interesting, but not many people have ever been able to witness that sound of that dive, because hardly anyone ever is nearby when they take that dive. And it looks like when you're looking up in the sky, they're chasing bugs, of course, all the time. That's their food. But it also looks like, at times, like they're falling, chasing bugs. Really interesting. Can you name that bird? Okay. 10:26 is the time. All right, can you name what is the moon's name this month? Yeah, it's got a name, and it has to do with something, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Is that a peregrine falcon?
No, not a peregrine falcon, no. No.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, it's a bird, and you find it mostly in downtown areas, I suppose, because of the warmth, maybe the bugs from various places. But it's a bug eater, and it's something spectacular. Now, the sound it makes is bzzz, bzzz. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, would that be the Sturgeon Moon?
Yes, the Sturgeon Moon. Yeah, and if you can afford a can of sturgeon eggs, why you be... Okay, yeah. Okay, what would you like for a prize today?
What do we got?
Zumbezi Bay and the zoo.
Zumbezi Bay and the zoo? Yeah. Oh, let's take the zoo.
All right, you got it. Okay, and what is your name?
Pat Henry.
Pat Henry. How you doing, Pat?
I'm doing good.
Are you going to the Bratwurst Festival?
I would like to, but we're going to take off Saturday morning and go to Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh, great, great. Oh, I love Hershey. Are you going there for a car show or just for the factory?
Just for the tour around there.
Okay, yeah. Now, have you ever been, you've been there before, have you?
Nope.
Okay, now when you get there, they take you on a simulated tour of the factory. You sit in a seat and are transported with stereo speakers behind your ears. And it's really interesting. They show you how Hershey Kisses are made. And then when that's done, they dump you out on the floor where all the candy is that you can buy.
Well, that sounds all right.
Oh, you wouldn't believe how much candy is. And then also ice cream. And then one of the big attractions is the theater there. You can go in the theater, and it's a 3D theater. And as you sit there and watch the movie, it rains on you. And the floor shakes at times.
Right, they had a theater similar to that at the Rouge plant where you tour there where you make four jars.
Yeah, okay. But it's really, really interesting. So, yeah, I'd love to be along with you. I was to Hershey last year and the year before.
I learned a lot about it on that program I had on the History Channel this week.
Oh, sure, okay. Yeah. And then,
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks for calling, okay. Pat Henry, all right. He's got tickets to the zoo. And how are you? Yeah, that Hershey, Pennsylvania is great. Yeah, it doesn't take that long to get there either. Now, let me see. Today is it's the 15th. My goodness. Okay, the year 2019. So, Yeah, Hershey is great. And boy, do they have a big crowd there. You've got a big parking lot, and they have transportation in the parking lot. I think they have a little bus they can take you if you park far enough away. And, they have an amusement park there, too. They have quite an amusement park. Forgot to mention that. That's next door to where all the candy and everything else is, the Hershey Amusement Park. And an old man Hershey was quite a philanthropist and everything else. Well, they have a big antique car show there every year, too. So there's a lot that goes on in Hershey, Pennsylvania. You get there by taking the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And the Turnpike costs a little. I don't know if they raised it yet this year or not. But anyhow, it's a good way to get there. That's for sure. It's not too far.
Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. Yeah, my family, we've spent the last 40-some years vacationing not too far away from Hershey, Pennsylvania, down Lancaster County. It's not too long a trip to go from Hershey down into Lancaster County. Okay, now let me see. What else can I tell you about? Well, today it is full sturgeon moon. Yeah, you know what a sturgeon is most famous for? Yeah, roe. R-O-E. Roe are fish eggs. And I never will forget. I got a million things I'd never forget. I was on a tour of Washington, D.C. with some people from the Marion County Farm Bureau. We were on a legislative tour, And we were asked, or we did ask, to visit with DeWine. We were scheduled to visit with DeWine in his office there in the Capitol. So we went in, and he greeted us, and we started talking about agriculture in Marion County. And he said, oh, by the way, I've got a vote. I'll be right back. So he had a vote on some bill that was coming up. And when he came back in, he said, well, my time's up now. I'll take you all down. You can have your picture taken with me. And that's the last we saw of DeWine on that trip. Okay. Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Did anybody call in about that bird?
The bird? No.
That swoops down and makes a popping sound.
Yes.
There was a documentary on PBS about that.
Really?
If I recall, it was the Swift.
It's a, well, it's called a, no, wait a second. Swifts are very much that way. But, well, here's another thing I wanted to talk about. They say that swifts never land until they nest. They stay in the sky as high as 5,000 feet otherwise and never land.
Mm.
It's hard to believe.
No kidding.
What keeps them alive unless they got, you know, steady bugs? But
bugs,
yeah.
Bugs, bugs.
But if you watch in the evening now, you'll see dozens of them flying every, and they fly at maximum 116 miles an hour. Well, to have those for the airport show.
Well, that would be interesting if you could have a whole bunch of them fly synchronously.
Yes, right. But, yeah, the chimney swift is the most unusual bird. Now, the bird that's downtown, let me, I've got to think for a minute its name, but it's so interesting that I, like I say, I had one pull out of a dive right next to my head, and I could hear its wings humming because of the tremendous speed.
Mm-hmm.
And one listener called me one time and said, I've got one of those birds in my yard, and he's hardly moving. Well, the bird apparently crashed, hit his head on the ground, and it took him a while. Eventually, he recovered and flew away.
Mm-hmm.
But you only see them downtown and hear them down there when they go, bzzz.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's strange. Interesting. They wouldn't be out in somewhere
yeah,
else. Maybe they are never around to see them.
Yeah, right. Out my way, the chimney swifts are flying. Wow.
That and bats.
Yeah. But
coming on twilight, the bats are out there.
Yeah, now we haven't had any bats around our house in quite a while.
Hmm.
I used to, you know, just leave a door open with a light on outside, and they just fly right out.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I used to catch them with my bug net and
and
throw them outside. I never killed one.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, everything is interesting if you pay, you know, stop in what you're doing and take a look.
If you look up from your electronic device,
yeah, oh, that's
get away
right
from your computer,
right,
and go take a walk out in nature, you'd be amazed at what's out there.
Yeah, but I brought up the chimney swift. You can do this too. Bring up chimney swift on your smartphone, and you'll get the whole history about how they only, when are in a chimney, they attach their nest to the chimney with saliva, but other than mating and raising their young, they're out there and never land once they're in the air.
Which, jeez, that is.
It's hard to believe. But you can look that up
the
on
revolution,
your...
Yeah. They had to do that so that they would make sure they would get enough food.
Yeah, you can look that up on your smartphone. You'll see the whole history of the chimney swift.
I gave my smartphone a lobotomy.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
Now it's not so smart then.
That's right. It only does what I want it to do when I need it to do
uh-huh.
it. So, yep, I zombatized it or vegetized
well.
It. So, well, hey, let me get out and somebody else can call in and
okay.
win a prize.
All right. Okay. We'll see you, Terry.
Bye.
Okay. So, how about you? Now, what's the name of that bird downtown? Well, I always forget for a moment the things I want to remember, and then after I leave here, it all comes back in my mind. But that bird that overhead downtown that goes bzzz. So what's its name? Oh, my goodness. I thought I'd never forget that because, well, I tell you what, around the 1st of October, those birds will gather together as a huge group and take off for, I think, South America. Now, that happened over Clarendon, oh, about 20 years ago. I was outside one evening, and I looked up, and there are all those birds in a group. And they more or less disappeared, and they were on their, and you can look that up, too, on their moving out to warmer climates. Well, what now? What's the name of that bird down? Oh, my. And I first heard them, now here, I was about 4 years old, 5 years old. I used to wait on my dad closing up a service station he worked at the corner of Mansfield and Walnut Street in Bucyrus. And while I was waiting on him, I could hear those birds along with the hammering of the copper kettles. The copper kettle plant was right across the street. And that's one sound that never went away. You could always hear the copper kettles hammering away. And there was one particular action that copper kettles go under where they're, it's called plenishing, where they hammer the copper. And I got a tickle in my throat here. You'll have to... Let me take a drink of water. Okay, now, hey, I tell you what, too. I'm trying to think of more people. If you can give me the nickname for our Justice Maureen O'Connor, and you heard it during her campaign as Supreme Court Justice, they had a nickname they gave her. If you can tell me what it is, I'll give you a prize. Yes, they had a kind of a cutesy little nickname for Justice Maureen O'Connor. What was it? Okay, now where was it? Oh, the bird downtown. What was it? Oh, criminy. Not the chimney swift, but if you look up at the sky... If you live outside or in the neighborhoods, look into the sky. You'll see the chimney swifts out there going up as much as 116 miles an hour chasing bugs. And they stay in the sky, and they say that sometimes they're as high as 5,000 feet. Now, you'd hardly know they were up there unless you took binoculars, because that's a pretty small bird. Now, the chimney swift also can... What they call, they do something to their wings that a plane can do, some planes. And they can shape their wing to aid their zigzagging and their tremendous flights. Oh, morph. That's it, M-O-R-P-H. They morph their wings. That's shape their wings as they fly. And so interesting. And if you want to know more about a chimney swift, just search your smartphone under chimney swift. Now, something that I've got for my own enjoyment, although I have it on my wall at home, years ago at the Bratwurst Festival, a Marion Countian by the name of Nita Williams, she was an artist, and every year she painted a barn that was right next to Bucyrus City Hall and right next to where I was making shingles. And that barn painting was always in demand. And Nita could hardly keep up with the demand for paintings of that barn. And I was lucky enough to have her paint one for me. So I put it on my, I've got it stored away on my smartphone. And it's the barn was a kind of a dull green in color. And it was torn down and re-erected on Southern Avenue in Bucyrus. real classic barn. 10:42 is the time. Yeah, and we got all kinds of things for. And I was wondering, during the night, I wake up and think, what am I going to? Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead. One click and you're dead. okay, caller, call again. All I got was your click and your phone number. Okay, 10:42 is the time. And let me see what else I've got. It's the full sturgeon moon tonight, but I haven't had an answer yet on what feast day is this in the Catholic Church. August 15th, every year, is a feast day. How many of you listening know? Give me a call. 740-383-9944. What's the name of the feast day today in the Catholic Church? And a full moon tonight will shine over the Bratwurst Festival. Man, is that going to be a beauty. A full moon tonight over downtown Bucyrus. My goodness. And there'll be a few thousand people down there, of course. I don't know if what's new in the way of food. You know, so many people talk about food, but there are so many activities going on during the festival. And if you want to know for sure, you can bring them all if you have a smartphone. There's a whole list of hour by hour what's going on and where. Things like the young girls' braids are judged every year, or men's legs, and watermelon seed spitting. You know, these are fun little things. And then, of course, Ken and Mary are there with their accordions. Oh, man, you'd never heard such beautiful music. It's really great, and they'll be there, I think, every day. Ken and Mary. Now, they did a big performance here at Primrose a couple of years ago, and they're so much in demand. And they travel all over the country, even to South America. Ken and Mary and their high-powered accordions. And so they'll be there. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, is it Assumption Day?
Yes, it's the Feast of the Assumption. Yes.
Hey, yeah, Charlie, I tried to call you, and the radio sounds like it's a robot for some reason.
Okay. So what, would you like a prize today?
Sure.
Okay. I got Zoo or Zumbezi Bay?
Let me take Zumbezi Bay.
All right, you got it. And what's your name?
Ryan Garno.
Okay, Ryan. All right. The Feast of the Assumption. Okay, Ryan. Thanks.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No. Dogs? Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. Oh, and I would like to find out, too, since Nita Williams was a figure at the Bratwurst Festival every year, she used to do her paintings on the porch of the Bucyrus City Hall. And I had, you know, that was years ago. I just wonder, I'm sure Nita probably is not with us anymore. Does anyone know for sure? I think she was from the New Bloomington area. Nita Williams, the artist. And boy, she was a good artist. 10:47's the time. Okay, the Feast of the Assumption today. And now what else? Oh boy, there are so many things. going back, you know, I worked for years at the Bratwurst Festival making cedar shingles, as they did back in the old colonial days. Or even, I worked at a thing that's maybe 300 years old now, a Schnitzelbank, which means in German, shaving bench. And there's even a song written for children about, ja, das ist ein Schnitzelbank. And it goes to very familiar tunes, the Schnitzelbank song. But I was Mr. Schnitzelbank for years at the Bratwurst Festival, and I worked next door to Gary Mulvane, the woodcarver. Now, a lot of you, if you ever went to the Bratwurst Festival years ago, you are familiar with Gary Mulvane, the woodcarver. And Gary, he was one of the nicest people, really, you'd ever meet. Gary had a terrible problem with diabetes, and that eventually was his undoing. But when Gary did his wood carvings at various festivals, he stood around carving like little Santa Clauses, little men with beards, and pass them out free. He could do this in a few seconds. And I've got a bunch of those he gave me over the years, and I painted them, and now they hang on our Christmas tree every year, the wood carvings from Gary Mulvane. That's a nice way to be remembered, just like I was saying the lady that painted the barn there next to City Hall. I remember her from the painting that hangs on my wall at home. And so it goes. But Gary Mulvane was probably one of the best woodcarvers you would ever find. And after he passed away, his wife had a big collection of his on display and for sale, too. And I remember driving up to Greenwich, Ohio, for that big display. Gary Mulvane, who was originally from, I think, Bellevue. And so it is. Okay, I've got a frog in my throat here. Now if I could just reduce it to a tadpole. Okay, 10:49 and a half's the time. Okay, so Gary the woodcarver and I worked together, and he was always so generous. He said, Charlie, and at that time I had no pop-up that I could get under. And if it rained, I had to cover myself with a tarp. And Gary said, hey, don't worry, Charlie, I'll bring a pop-up for you. And he did. He was always gracious. And one day, I always brought him different things to carve. Pieces of walnut, Osage orange, and also mulberry. And I had him carve a piece of mulberry for me once into a shape of a man's face, just like his little carvings. And I had that standing in my garage for, I bet, 20 years. Well, maybe not 20 years, but 15. And finally, bugs got to it. They got in and took care of my man carved by Gary Mulvane. Okay, now let's see what else is going on. Nita Williams, if anybody around knows the whatever happened to Nita Williams, the artist, let me know. All right, and today is the Feast of the Assumption. It's the full sturgeon moon. And also, I saw an article in the paper today about the fact they won't be able to repair the one-room Lynn School quite as fast as they would like because of studies that have to be made because some diesel fuel spilled. But Oliver and Merle Hamilton were good friends of mine, and I go back to Merle. I met him in 1952. That was a long time ago. 1952 is when the radio station was going to go to operate on FM as well as AM, and we had to have a new tower. The old one was about 125 feet tall or somewhere around there. It was a small tower. mounted on a cement base, and my job when I went there was to put new, they're called radials. They were copper wires extending from the new base of the and tower to B, because that's part of the electronics called a counterpoise. And my job was to dig ditches and bury these copper wires after I silver soldered them to the base around the proposed tower base. Well, when the tower came in, it came in on a siding over there beside what is now Quarry Park. On the railroad siding, I didn't see it yet. Two flatbed cars came in on the railroad. Each had so many, well, let's see, we had 15 sections to the antenna. And so, they were all spaced away on those flat cars. And Merle Hamilton was there with his crane, his motor crane, and picked the antenna portions, which you can see those portions as one. Now, when you drive past the radio station, you can actually count 15 of those sections that I saw Merle Hamilton load onto a flat car, flatbed truck, with his motor crane in 1952. Right. Ooh. So you see, that's how I knew Merle Hamilton. And then later on, I knew his brother Oliver, too. In fact, I did the last interview that Oliver ever gave to anyone. I was sitting in his living room, and we talked for quite a while, and I've got it yet on a cassette recorder. And the interview with Merle, with Oliver Hamilton, he was a good guy. He told about going to Ohio State University, taking the streetcar down. Oh, my goodness. A lot of good information on history from Oliver Hamilton. And now something you probably didn't know about Merle. I worked with him on a committee. It was our job to raise funds for the new World War II memorial in the Marion Cemetery. So I met with Merle and the other members of the group every so often to coincide the gathering of monies. And at that very same time, if you wanted your name on the memorial, and you were a veteran of World War II, you presented your DD-214 to prove you were in the war at that time. But Merle, we had meetings at his house. So, yes, I'm quite familiar with Merle and Oliver Hamilton. When I see their names mentioned, other than that school, they did so much for charity all the way around. Really great. And do we have people like that? We surely must. Do we have people like that that are great contributors? Well, not only of money, but to talents. And one time, I asked Oliver, I said, Oliver, up on Kelly's Island, the glacial grooves are, right out there. You can see them etched in the limestone that occupies Kelly's Island. In fact, there's limestone underneath Kelly's Island at Marblehead and all through the area. Limestone from 400 million years ago. Yeah, just like yesterday. But I ask either Merle or Oliver, since those grooves are up there in Kelly's Island, that glacier also passed through Marion County and a lot of other counties around here. Now, when it passed through here, didn't it carve grooves in the limestone? Since they operated a limestone quarry, they ought to know. Yes, there are glacial grooves on the surface of the limestone in Marion County. They may not be as pronounced, but they do show the movement of the Wisconsin Glacier from 12,000 years ago. They show its movement across Marion County in the grooves in the limestone at the old Hamilton Quarry, which is now part of the National Limestone People. All right. 10:57 is the time. Did you learn anything today? Well, it's nice to know that in Marion County, we do have glacial grooves underneath the topsoil from a glacier that passed through here a long time ago. Do you know what the name of the Indians were that followed the receding glacier? They were called Glacial Came, K-A-M-E, Glacial Came Indians. And those Indians buried their deceased the length of an arm down in the in soft land, like soil, like in sand. And a lot of these Indians, after they died, had been buried up in Wyandotte County, not too far away from the candy store up there along Route 23. That whole area is sand. And a lot of that sand was purchased and is now under Route 23. A friend of mine sold tons and tons of sand to the state of Ohio or to the construction company as a base for Route 23 through that part of Wyandotte County. And so the Glacial Came Indians dug down through that sand the length of an arm and buried their people. And my friend who sold the sand had a dog that one time was barking. It was in the field up there, barking like crazy. Well, and when they went to see what the dog was barking about, he was barking at a bone sticking up through the through the sand. And that was a bone of a Glacial Came Indian that had emerged from the sand. And a lot of these skeletons were taken and sent down to the Ohio Historical Society at that time. 10:59 the time. All right, and so much for that. Let me see, what all have we covered today? So, yes, there. When you go to the Bratwurst Festival, there is an art show today at City Hall. You can go in, and of course a lot of people like to go in City Hall. The restrooms are in there too. But anyhow, well, they have an art show there at City Hall today. I suppose maybe through the whole festival. And that's been a thing over the years. It kind of faded away, and then apparently it's come back great guns. The art festival in the Bucyrus City Hall, that's at the south end of the festival grounds. And a lot of people go down there on Saturday to watch the parade. My granddaughter, Scarlett Rawson, will be in that parade as the Miss Teeny Pop 2019, yes. Okay, we're coming up on 11 o'clock. We'll be back in about 12 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For people like legendary comedian Shecky Green talking about meeting legendary talk show host Ed Sullivan for the first time.
Do you remember the first time you met him?
The worst time?
The first time? Both. We'll take both at this point.
First time, what's the first time? Does it rhyme? Either time. First time I met him, we came back to Vegas. Shecky, I want you to come on my show, and you are going to be one of the biggest things that I've ever had on my show. I did the first show, he says, you stunk, you'll never be on my show again. I said, did you remember what you said to me? But I don't care what I said to you then. Yes, I'll never forget that.
Now wait a second. So he told you you stunk, but who booked you again?
No, he had me on a contract.
Oh, so he had to...
He signed me for so many spots.
So he had to put you on.
Well, he really didn't. He could have paid me off, you know. He had me on again.
So after he said you stunk, when you came back the second time, what was the mood there?
Well, he said you stunk worse the second time. Shecky, I want to tell you something. You were worse tonight than you were the time before. Now, you're going to... I said, that's my act. That's what I'm doing intentionally. I'm intentionally stinking it up. Oh, I didn't know that. So do you want to come back and do that again? Yes. And I'll really stink this time, Ed. My God, you'll be so, they'll turn you off.
Oh, my God. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscape